Trump is unusual for an American president in that he frequently goes off script and says things that are unusually candid. And that can be very revealing at times because this particular statement is especially so because Trump is essentially admitting that the support that the United States provides to Saudi Arabia rests on two crucial questions, and that is the relationship between the United States and the Saudi petroleum industry on one hand. We have to consider that Exxon, which is an American petroleum company, is the largest business in Saudi Arabia. There's a joke in the United States that that Saudi Arabia is simply a subsidiary to Exxon. And also the fact that Trump is saying that Saudi Arabia is an important ally of Israel is very important as well because the many people in the United States are not even aware that there is an alliance between Saudi Arabia and Israel. It's often thought that the two countries are actually enemies with one another, and it's true that Saudi Arabia has never formally recognized Israel, but the two are often considered to be enemies. But in fact, there is an alliance between Saudi Arabia and Israel, and the fact that Trump is admitting this is important as well. When Trump says that Saudi Arabia is a stabilizing force in the region, of course that's absurd. The Saudis are the most destabilizing, one of the most destabilizing forces in the Middle East. Much of the jihadi terrorism that goes on in the Middle East is committed by organizations that are aligned with or funded by or indirectly funded by Saudi Arabia, and certainly many of them are adherents of the Salafist ideology, which is also the state ideology of Saudi Arabia as well. So Saudi Arabia is a primary source of terrorism throughout the region. The Saudis, of course, were even involved in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States, and those were carried out predominantly by Saudi nationals, some of whom are believed to have had connections to Saudi intelligence. So certainly the Saudis do nothing to create stability, just the opposite. But it's also true that the instability that the Saudis have helped to create has also served the interests of Israel by attempting to undermine rival countries such as Iran, Syria, also Iraq, obviously. And the objective of the Israelis is to eliminate nations that they see as their own rivals in the region. It should also be pointed out that none of this is in the rational interest of the United States as a nation. I mean, what we actually see happening is the Saudi elites, the Saudi state, and the Israeli state are aligned with elements in the United States, in the American government, and among the elite in the United States that have a vested interest in either destabilizing the Middle East so that the Israelis and the Saudis can exercise further domination over the Middle East, or simply in eliminating countries that are rival to these nations. That doesn't really serve the interest of the United States as a nation. It serves the interest of the United States ruling class or state, but it's in the interest of the United States to have a peaceful relationship with Iran, with Syria, it would have been in the interest of the United States to have a peaceful relationship with the former governments of Iraq and Libya and others. We hear American foreign policy commentators talking about the geopolitical rivalry between Russia and China and the United States in Asia, and then there are complaints that say Russia and Syria have moved closer together, or Russia and Iran have moved closer together, or China and Syria have moved closer together, or China and Iran have moved closer together. Well, of course, that's going to happen when the Americans are pushing nations that are under siege in the Middle East towards the Asian powers. If the United States were to take a more even-handed and balanced approach in the geopolitical conflicts that take place in the Middle East, such as between Israel and the Palestinians, or between Saudi Arabia and Iran, or between various nations in Syria, or within the Syrian civil war, and so forth, then the United States would actually have a much more favorable reputation in the region, and other nations would be less inclined to move into the Russian and Chinese orbit. And that's something a lot of Americans don't understand, which is why I emphasize that point.
All right.
But clearly the position of the Trump administration is to be expected. The relationship between the Americans, the Saudis, and the Israelis is a triangular relationship that's very well established, and the common objective of all three powers is for this triangular alliance to dominate the Middle East, and doing so by attacking other forces in the Middle East that are propose some kind of that pose some kind of challenge to that kind of hegemony. And that's what really what, why Trump is saying that he doesn't care what kind of atrocity really Saudi government commits, whether it's killing journalists, or whether it's the war in Yemen or whatever, because of the importance of this alliance to the present foreign policy paradigm of the United States.